Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Claims of election fraud risk Senate race for Georgia Republicans. UK's four nations will relax COVID restrictions to save Christmas. And Trump scrambling to sell indigenous holy site to mining company. It's Wednesday, November 25. I'm Anthony Davis. Donald Trump's baseless attacks on the US election may be endangering Republican chances of keeping control of the Senate, as Republican candidates in twin January runoffs in Georgia try to drive voters to the polls while amplifying Trump's claim that the system is rigged. The state on Tuesday, at Trump's request, began tallying its 5 million ballots for a third time, which officials expect will again confirm Democratic President-elect Joe Biden's statewide victory. That has Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler threading the needle on the campaign trail, calling themselves the last bastion against Democratic priorities, without explicitly admitting Trump lost the November 3rd election. The January 5 runoffs are critical for each party. While Biden narrowly carried the state, Georgia has not elected a Democratic senator in 2 decades. Losses by both Perdue and Loeffler would deadlock the Senate, giving Vice President-elect Kamala Harris the tie-breaking vote. Some Republican officials say Trump's repeated attacks on the election as rigged could depress turnout among his core supporters. Many Republicans are at a point right now where they don't trust the outcome of the system, Gabriel Sterling, a Republican official who oversees voting systems, said on Monday at a news conference. Are we concerned that this is going to wind up suppressing the vote to a degree? Absolutely. Trump's unsupported allegations that election fraud caused his defeat have gained no traction in court, where he has suffered a string of legal setbacks. But his rhetoric is having an effect. A Reuters Ipsos poll last week found half of Republicans believe Trump rightfully won the US election, even as officials across the country have found no evidence of fraud. The party's civil war in Georgia could turn off moderate voters who might otherwise be inclined to support the Republican incumbents. Meanwhile, the White House has given approval for President-elect Joe Biden to receive the president's daily classified intelligence brief. The decision means Biden will have access to the latest intelligence reports about major national security threats around the globe. The four nations of the United Kingdom have agreed to relax COVID-19 restrictions for Christmas to allow up to 3 households to meet at home for 5 days. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have taken differing approaches to handling the pandemic so far, but the leaders of the devolved nations reached agreement with London on Tuesday on rules governing the festive period. 3 households will be able to form a Christmas bubble, allowing them to meet up at home, places of worship, and in outdoor public places, but not at indoor hospitality or entertainment venues from December 23rd to the 27th under the plans. A national lockdown in England is due to end next week, after which different parts of the country will face varying restrictions as part of a tiered system announced by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The United Kingdom has one of the highest tolls from the coronavirus pandemic, reaching 55,838 deaths. Meanwhile, the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may soon shorten the length of self-quarantine in the United States after a potential exposure to the virus. Health authorities currently recommend a 14-day quarantine in order to curb transmission of the virus, but an official said on Tuesday there is evidence that the period could be shortened if patients are tested for the virus during their quarantine. An official said the decision to change the guidance is not final, and experts are still reviewing data to make sure such a change would not put people at risk. As the Trump presidency comes to an end, the administration is using its final days in power to lock in as much of Trump's agenda as possible. The latest effort includes an attempt to sell a large stretch of land located in the Arizona desert to a mining company, despite the area being considered a holy site by indigenous Native American tribes. Arizona's Oak Flat is a picturesque sprawl sitting out in the desert. Located in the southeastern part of the state, the area has become a popular destination for campers and rock climbers thanks to its tall rock spires. It's also a cultural touchstone for several Native American tribes in the region. That include the Apache tribe, which settled into the San Carlos Apache Indian Reservation in 1871. Unfortunately, the land also has considerable value to miners. Oak Flat is believed to be home to one of the largest copper deposits in the world. Ever since the reserve was discovered in 1995, mining companies have been trying to get permission to excavate the area of its natural resource. Despite plenty of pressure and effort to gain access to the land, mining companies thus far have been largely fended off. But Trump is looking to change that before his term officially comes to an end. The administration is planning to transfer ownership of the Oak Flat area to Resolution Copper, a mining operation that is the subsidiary of two Australian parent companies, Rio Tinto and BHP. Native American tribes were made aware of the administration's intention to sell the land last month and were alarmed to learn the speed at which Trump's federal government was moving to finalize the deal. A planned environmental review process scheduled to take place next year was pushed up to December 2020, and it appears that the administration fully intends to rush the process in hopes of finalizing the sale before Trump is set to leave office on January 20, 2021. Should the Trump administration successfully complete its expedited sale, ownership will transfer to a company that has been associated with the destruction of Aboriginal sites in Australia. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.